Don't you love when someone is looking out for you? You don't feel so alone. You know someone has your back. They care about what is in your best interest. It's a good feeling. As a mom, I have my girls' back. They know I am always looking out for them. Have you seen the image of a lion cub and its mom right behind it? That's me. Nothing would even think about going after the cub because Mama Lion is scary and she has that baby lion's back. She is never far away. Her eyes are always on the lookout for the sole purpose of protecting her cub. With the recent winter weather that swept across the country, I was glad someone had our back. My area of expertise is not the weather, but I am thankful we have meteorologists that are always keeping an eye out. They can forecast what's to come with science and technology, so they can let us know for the sole purpose of keeping us safe. With the snow, ice, and record low temperatures we had, students were out of school for over a week. As a parent, I'll keep it real and tell you I was ready for them to go back. I love my girls, but I also love when they are in school. The last day they were out, they were planning to go initially with the delayed start time. That morning, the district made the call to keep them home one more day. You know what? I wasn't frustrated in the least. I found myself grateful. They wanted my girls, as well as every other student, safe. Their eyes were on it. That's a good feeling. It gives you peace, knowing someone that knows more than you or someone that can see the big picture is watching out for you and helping guide your steps. In life, you may feel today like no one's looking out for you. You may even be very self-reliant because maybe those that were supposed to be looking out for you didn't. I want you to know this. You are deeply loved, and there has never been a day God hasn't had his eye on you. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. I love this. God wants us to know him, and in knowing him, we will know the way we should go in every circumstance. How many sources do we go to for counsel? Just check your latest online searches. We have questions, and we take it to Google before we take it to God. God sees. God knows. God will instruct you. God will teach you and counsel you. He holds the entire world in his hand, and still his loving eye is on you. I can rest easy knowing that today. You can too. You don't have to worry. Choose to trust. God sees where you've been. God knows the conditions of the road you're traveling today, and he wants to guide you through the storm that may be coming tomorrow. That's the truth. It's like the song says, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Go check out Psalm 121 and know his eye is on you. I'm Lori Klein.